The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right. I've got all kinds of weird, bizarre stories. A guy called Dr. Death. I talked to you about him a few days ago. But now there is something new that is just unbelievably macabre and chilling. If you ever want to know that evil exists in the world, you don't have to wonder anymore after listening to this story. I'll get to that and other stories in just a moment. However, I've got Ann in Newark, Ohio, and she would like to continue the discussion from the last segment, and that is fine. Ann, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi. Thank you. I just have a comment. I guess I'm a history buff from way back. And I guess part of history to me is not just being informed, but to also learn from the mistakes of the past.
Absolutely.
And I feel so disheartened by the condition of our world, with people wanting to tear down our statues and do away with our history. It feels like people just want to do away with our history. And I guess I think on an individual level, a personal level, everybody has their own personal history. And my history may not have been wonderful all of my life, but it's my history that has made me the person I am today. And I don't know, I do know, it's sad, but I do know how we've come this far. But I do think it's a tragedy. And I think that it's just a trick of the enemy that we are so distracted by the affairs of the world, the things that are going on around us, that we are so distracted we don't really see. It's what's the comment, you can't see your nose in spite of your face.
Yeah. Well, what's the old cliche? If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it, or something like that. Isn't that pretty
exactly.
close? All right.
Exactly. But if we do away with all of that, if we take away all of the monuments and the things that portray our history, how are we going to teach our children? How are our children going to know where they came from?
Yeah.
If they don't know the good and the bad, they can't make righteous decisions.
Absolutely.
I just hate that. It just makes me sad. Well, I've been wanting to say that to somebody for months, and all of a sudden I had an opportunity.
I'm glad you did, Anne. I'm glad you did. It's like this mural out in San Francisco. Instead of painting over it or covering it up, why not take the students out into the hallway, walk them through the mural and say, this is the way it was. This was a part of our history. This is what we learned. This is how we have progressed. Here are the mistakes that we made. Here is George Washington. He is called the father of our country. He was not a perfect man. He did some wonderful things, and here are the things that he did, and here are the things that he said that we could learn from. But he was also a fallible man. He had slaves, and we can learn that even good people did bad things. What a great opportunity to teach students the good, the bad, and the indifferent about our history, what we have learned, how we have progressed, where we need to continue to go further. But to just cover it up or paint it and to ignore history is just so absolutely foolish and short-sighted, I think.
I agree. And then I think as a teacher, I would look at that and I would say, okay, this is a wonderful opportunity for a discussion among my students.
Sure.
And even very young students, you can say, this was bad. There were some things that were bad. So what can we do
right.
as a society to make a difference? What can you do in your little world that you live in to make a difference so that other people 100 years from now can say, oh, we grew from that?
Yeah.
I just think we lose the teaching moments. Somehow or another, we've lost it.
Well, I
pray we can get it back.
I pray we can, too, Anne. I pray we can, too. Thanks so much for calling, and I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. It's like in the South, tearing down the statues of the Civil War generals and so forth. What in the world does that accomplish? That's a part of our history. We have wonderful history. We have bad history. We have history in between. What in the world are we accomplishing by wiping out history? Joy and I do a lot of marriage retreats, a lot of marriage conferences. We've done a lot of them the last 10 years. And we deal with biblical principles about marriage. But we also are very open and honest and transparent about mistakes that we have made in our marriage, our home, our family, with our kids, with each other. That's a part of our history. And we went through a very, very, very difficult time in our marriage and in our family. But that's a part of our history. We learned, we have grown. And Joy and I will celebrate our 50th anniversary this coming December. We will celebrate our 50th anniversary this December. I can assure you, we would not be celebrating our 50th anniversary this December if we had not learned from our mistakes that we both made, probably far more on my side than on her side. But To try to ignore that and pretend that it didn't exist. Now, we don't dwell in it. You know, we don't sit around twice a week and go, well, do you remember what we did, you know, 27 years ago? Do you remember that mistake that we made? Yeah. Boy, I feel bad about that. Yeah, I feel bad too. And, you know, we probably shouldn't do that. No, we've learned from it. We don't go back and relive it, but we don't try to erase it. It's a part of us. It's a part of our history. And in America, we should learn from our history, but we will never learn from our history by wiping it out. And so we look at it objectively, and we learn. But that's not what the liberal left is trying to do. The liberal left is trying to use our history not to unite us. And like I said, the problems that Joy and I went through in our marriage many years ago have brought us closer together. We're closer together than we've ever been because we learn from those things. We do not allow them to destroy us and to divide us. And that's the way it should be with our history. As we analyze it, we look at it honestly, objectively, and we learn and we are drawn closer together. But the liberal left is desperately trying to divide us. desperately trying to divide us economically, racially, like the comments from my listener a little bit. I have no idea what color that listener is. I have no idea. But equating George Washington to Hitler, that's ridiculous. But that's the objective of the progressive liberal left today, to drive a wedge between us. Economically, racially, ethnically, every way possible. Drive a wedge, divide us. Then they can remain in control. We can't let it happen. We can't.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you are a NASCAR fan, you might be interested in this breaking news. Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife, one-year-old daughter, and two pilots have been involved in a plane crash near Bristol, Tennessee, just a little bit ago. The good news, they're all going to be okay. Here is the tweet from the family. I can confirm Dale, Amy, and Isla, ISLA, that's the daughter, along with his two pilots, were involved in a crash in Bristol, Tennessee this afternoon. Everyone is safe and has been taken to the hospital for further evaluation. We have no further information at this time. Thank you for understanding. We don't know whether the plane was taking off, landing. We don't know. The good news, they're all considered safe after the plane crash, and they all, Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife, his daughter, and two pilots have survived the crash. And again, I'm quoting, everyone is safe and has been taken to the hospital for further evaluation. The plane was owned by Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s race team, JR Motorsports, crashed near Elizabethton Municipal Airport, Carter County, Texas. Elizabethton is about 20 minutes from Johnson City, Tennessee, and not far from Bristol, Tennessee. So that's breaking news out of the NASCAR world. If you ever wondered whether evil exists, there is an Australian doctor by the name of Dr. Nitschke. He prides himself on being called Dr. Death. He is a strong advocate of suicide. He is the one that invented the death pod that I told you about a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? I mean, it's a real deal. He's actually invented it. It looks like a little small spacecraft. And you can buy it. You get in it, pull down the plastic lid, push a button, and you are gassed to death. Yeah, you don't need a doctor. No, he's selling these capsules called the Death Pod. And then after you're dead, the pod serves as a coffin. Well, if you thought he was evil already, here's the headline. Euthanasia activist creates video service allowing him to watch people kill themselves. Dr. Philip Nitschke, inventor of the suicide pod, which gasses patients to death, has created a video service so he can watch people kill themselves in real time. Talk about evil voyeurism. Nitschke, also known as Dr. Death, is the founder of the pro-euthanasia group Exit International. According to the British Daily Mail, Nitschke has claimed the video service, which allows him to watch people commit suicide in real time, will improve the quality of assisted dying. the fact that he is getting pleasure out of watching people kill themselves, how does that improve the quality of assisted dying when you have a sicko, demented voyeur who wants to watch people kill themselves? Dr. Nitschke said, and I quote, "This is all very new. Some people who have been planning to take this step have been very generous. They do not mind having their deaths observed because they are aware that we are very keen to get good information." Now, if you read between the lines, he's saying people have been very good. He has requested, "Hey, by the way, can I watch you die? I'd love to watch you. Yeah, can I? I'll set up a video. It'll be just me. I just want to watch you kill yourself." You talk about sick. Well, not everybody is happy about it. He was speaking to a Exit International convention not long ago, and a woman in the audience challenged him. She said that her father was 60 years old, committed suicide with his help, with his encouragement, 2 years ago. Quote, "After receiving advice from Dr. Nitschke, she said her father was suffering from depression but had no terminal illness whatsoever. He wasn't sick. He was just depressed. And he goes to Dr. Nitschke and says, why don't you just kill yourself?" It is hard to craft words to express how evil this is. And this should be against the law. He's doing this in Australia. And he needs to go to prison so that he will not encourage anyone else to kill themselves just because they're depressed. Hey, folks, most of us will experience depression at some time in our life. And because of that, many of the people listening to my voice right now, at one time or another, will reach such depths of discouragement or even depression that you will think about taking your life. You'll just think about it. You won't make plans, but you'll think about it. Unless you have someone evil like Dr. Nitschke, Dr. Death, who reaches you at that time of great vulnerability and instead of giving you hope and encouragement, helps you to snuff out your life. As I said, it is extremely difficult to even articulate words to describe how unbelievably evil this is. Quote, "Since the video service was devised, two Australians have live-streamed their suicides to Dr. Nitschke, with two more expected to follow soon." Don't tell me that man is not depraved. Doesn't get much more depraved than that. I will return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.